This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Defense Department officials say it's too risky to shoot down a massive Chinese spy balloon spotted over the western United States. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman in Washington.
A senior defense official on Thursday told reporters the government has very high confidence that the large high-altitude balloon is from China and is flying over sensitive sites in the western United States to collect information. Among the states it has been floating above is Montana, where one of the country's three nuclear missile silo fields is located at Malmstrom Air Force Base. A decision has been made not to shoot it down, according to officials, because of the potential risk to people on the ground. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Pope Francis wraps up an emotional visit to the Democratic Republic of Congo on Friday and heads to neighboring South Sudan, another nation struggling to overcome decades of conflict and grinding poverty. The country's woes were underscored on the eve of his arrival when 27 people were killed in South Sudan's central equatorial state in a tit-for-tat violence spat between cattle herders and a local militia. Pope is set to arrive in South Sudan Friday from the DRC, hoping to jolt a peace process aimed at ending a decade of conflict. On Thursday, Pope Francis told leaders of the Catholic Church and the Democratic Republic of Congo they can help fight the injustice that has plagued the region for so long. Peruvian President Dina Boluarte has put forward a new bill to hold elections this year, a bid to calm protests around the country as the fractured Congress has repeatedly failed to come to an agreement after weeks of political infighting. This is VOA News. British Defense Minister Ben Wallace said there was no magic wand that could help Ukraine in its fight against Russia. We get more from VOA's Diane Roberts.
Wallace made the statement when asked on Thursday about the possibility of supplying British fighter jets to be used by Ukrainian forces. Wallace did not rule out the possibility of sending jets, but said fighter aircraft were not what Ukraine needed right now, and that there were practical issues to consider, such as the many months it would take to train Ukrainian forces to use them. He was speaking at a news conference of British and Australian foreign and defense ministers following a meeting on trade and security. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Amid increasing tensions between Israel and Palestinians, President Joe Biden hosted King Abdullah of Jordan for private lunch Thursday, the second White House meeting between the leaders in less than a year and the third since Biden took office. The White House said in a statement the president affirmed his strong support for a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and recognized Jordan's crucial role as the custodian of Muslim holy places in Jerusalem. Biden and Abdullah also discussed opportunities and mechanisms to reduce tensions, particularly in the West Bank, where the bloodiest violence in years has occurred. President Biden was joined at the White House also on Thursday by former president, marking the 30th anniversary of the landmark Family and Medical Leave Act. Get more from the AP's Ed Donahue.
It was the first bill President Bill Clinton signed when he took office in 1993.
After all these years, I still have more people mention the Family Leave Act to me than any other specific things I did.
30 years later, President Biden is pushing to expand what Bill Clinton signed into law.
No American should ever have to choose between a paycheck and take care of a family member or taking care of themselves.
Paid family leave didn't make it into the slimmed-down climate and health care bill that the president signed in August. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A federal task force has reunited nearly 700 children who were separated from their families during the Trump administration. President Biden issued an executive order on his first day in office to reunite families separated under his predecessor's policy of forcibly separating parents and children at the U.S.-Mexico border to discourage illegal immigration. Thursday marked the two-year anniversary of the task force setting up to address the issue. About 74% of the 4,000 children separated from families have been reunited, including the 689 after the task force was created. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.